I think the inclusion of this topic shows a lot of insight on the part of the organizers of this conference for a couple of reasons. One, some of the things that these folks are going to talk to you about, you'll no doubt heard of, been familiar with, and it's an exciting time as they help us to change healthcare with all the things that you've heard of, moving care out of big hospitals into smaller, more efficient settings and even into the home, using never before available technology to have superior data gathering and analytic ability. All of these things are really poignant right now. And secondly, I would suggest to you that the kind of bringing together of business folks to do this function could represent probably no less than almost a new sub-discipline of health law as it gains prevalence, almost as significant as the actual coalescing of health law as a practice 30 years ago was. I think that As I began to work with our innovation team, and by the way, to help these folks focus their remarks, could I just see how many people work with clients that have a dedicated office, business unit, or team that focuses exclusively on innovation? Right, so, I mean, a lot. And even if you don't work with that team, that could change very quickly because I began working with Tom's team about a year and a half ago when, after 17 years of knocking around as a hospital operations and research attorney, I got a call from our chief operating officer who essentially said, this is important to the system. We are behind this team. I want them to have their own lawyer. And most of the time, people can stand to be around you. So would you be willing to do that?